You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. With pleasure, once again, we are visiting with Serena Scanzillo, the founder and head coach for Serena Fit, an online resource for women all around the globe to engage, learn, and work on their personal health. Serena, always a pleasure to have you with us here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thanks for having me today. I appreciate being here.
Hey, you're more than welcome. So tell us, what is Serena Fit and what's your mission for those that aren't familiar?
Yeah, so Serena Fit is my lifeblood. We have been in business for about 8 years. It's a really powerful community at the end of the day. You know, women contact me via Facebook, through my website, serenafit.com, or just through friends, word of mouth, to just kind of get back on track. I want to be positioned as a resource for women locally, all over the U.S., and eventually through a global market. I want to be their solution. When they feel like they're falling off track with their fitness or with their nutrition, I'll provide the solution for them through personal engagement and through my curated and crafted service offerings. So, you know, it's been a really, really fun 10 years, and I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of people, and, you know, our mission's ever changing, but at the end of the day, we want to be the resource and the solution for women who feel like they need to get their lives back and start again.
And Serena, I'm curious, what do you find is the biggest challenge for your clients? Is it the work-life balance, nutrition, self-care? Get into that if you would.
Yeah. So my target market and a lot of the clients that I work with are, you know, working moms, working women, 25 to 55. And it's really a work-life balance challenge on a daily basis. You know, we want to have a social life. We want to go out there and engage with friends and go to networking events and build ourselves professionally. But then we kind of lose track of that. Are meaningful to us. So the work-life balance is huge. You know, you want to be able to take time out for yourself, you know, reorganize your home, redecorate, get that mani-pedi, get your hair done, take a nice walk on, you know, what have you, all these positive lifestyle things kind of fall off track. And that's a big challenge for a lot of my clients. Nutrition is huge as well. Know what to eat. They don't know how to eat. They don't know what their body reacts to. And then they kind of find themselves in a rut. Or 10, 20, 30 pounds overweight, unhappy and kind of lost. So there's many challenges for this demographic that I work with, but everyone kind of shares the same challenge. So it's been really cool to be able to provide the answer through just some Serena Fit engagement for a lot of these women who kind of just, you know, are lost at the end of the day. So there's many challenges they face on a daily basis. And I really would say the work-life balance and the nutrition is a huge one.
Tell us how you are positioning yourself as a solution for your clients and what services do you offer that helps all of these challenges that we just mentioned?
Yeah, so I position myself, you know, as a friend to a lot of these women. I'm my own target demographic at the end of the day. I'm one of these women. I'm 31 and I've experienced a lot of challenges just being an entrepreneur and working 12, 15-hour days and running around the city, you know, not planning my meals and not putting myself first. So I think that, you know, our demographic is unique in the sense because we're the ones who kind of ground and like are the foundation for a lot of our families and for professional development within our network. Services that I've created really just are, it's a seamless transition when you want to try to incorporate a Serena Fit program. So a class, a consultation, things of this nature. I've curated it so we can fit it into these crazy schedules that we have. So I offer nutritional consults via phone, so we don't have to try to meet up and battle city traffic and things like that. If you're in California, I'm in Philadelphia, we can easily connect through Skype and FaceTime sessions. I just launched my Serena Fit virtual HIIT classes, which are 30-minute in-and-out classes you can take from anywhere around the world. I have a lot of tracks, a lot of business execs that queue up our workouts from their hotel rooms, which has been so fun and very innovative. I'm taking this and driving it home. I want to be able to be the solution for people on the go. And this demographic that I'm working with is taking to it really, really well. We never fall off track with these services. You can stay no matter where you are. You can queue me up in your vacation home, in your living room. The Serene Fit programs that I've created, I'm really, really proud of because it really is a relevant solution. And me pitching myself as just a friend and just being my authentic, the authentic person that I am has really just attracted the ideal client for me. And I've built a really, really fantastic community. The women engage with themselves through my Facebook groups and through social events that I put together for them. And it's really just a fabulous community. I'm really, really excited about it. So by just being myself and being natural and moving forward as a heart-based business and then providing relevant solutions through the Serene Fit programming, it's been just an overall fantastic experience. And I'm just hoping to attract more of the same.
And you're certainly doing a fantastic job out there today. We are joined by Serena Scanzillo, the founder and head coach for Serene Fit, an online resource for women all around the globe to engage, learn, and work on their personal health here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Serena, can you tell us a quick story or give us an example about how you really help someone become better or improve their health?
Yeah, I love getting client testimonials. It's very, very fun. You don't realize that you're making such an impact on someone's life until it kind of clicks for them. And I've watched many of these moments take place where it's kind of like a coming to, like very like a, you know, light switch is turned on. One person in particular, I'll leave the name ambiguous, but she was in D.C. with me, and she, this is before I moved to Philly about a year and a half ago now, she came to me just wanting to get back on track. Her girlfriend at the time had gotten bariatric surgery, which I'd worked for in the industry for about 5 years there, met her through the at GW, and she never wanted to get the surgery. She just was supportive of her girlfriend. So flash forward a couple months later, she got in touch with me, started coming to my my classes, my in-person boot camps and training classes. And she took it and ran. She dropped over 50 pounds. She was so engaged. She was so grateful, very vocal in the sense that whenever she needed help, she came to me. And those are the types of people that I love working with because it fires me up as a coach. It makes me realize they're engaged too. When I see a client engaging with me, I want to give back more and more and more to them as well. I know there's certain levels of coaching here, but when I just see a fired up client, seeing the results, putting in the work, and just getting to where they want to be, becoming happier, healthier, stronger, it's so, so rewarding. So I had left last year, and she wrote me an email out of nowhere because I had to leave, but she's been taking some online classes. She wrote me an email in between a couple of our online sessions, and she was just saying, thank you isn't enough. I don't know how to say this, but you've literally changed my life in more ways than one. She is in a fantastic new relationship. She's bought a house. She fits into all of her clothes that she was trying to get back into when we first started. And just the words coming from her are just so meaningful. Like I can get choked up about it even just talking about it. But she was just so grateful and so appreciative that I was her catalyst and for her to become a better person. So I think for me, that's just, it's so inspiring, and I want to go out and help more people in that sense and just be the support system and sounding board that so many women want to have. So I'm really, really thankful and grateful for that one client and all her success.
And I'm sure you have quite a few other examples to give as well, and that's a great share. Thanks for that. Now, why do you do what you do? What led you into this industry and doing the things that you're doing to help women out there in the market?
Yeah, you know, this has been 8 or 10 years now that I'm in the industry. Serene Fit was created about 8.5 years ago. Sports was my life. My parents had me out playing, you know, sports in our backyard and engaging with all like the rec teams. I played soccer, lacrosse, swimming, flag football, rec leagues, all everything. We did it all. So sports and like athleticism just came very natural to me at a young age. When I graduated George Mason in 2007, I was on a PR track. I wanted to be a news anchor. And I quickly realized that that the rate of success there was going to be kind of slow. And I was impatient. I had the fire underneath me, and I wanted to make things happen for myself. So I looked inward, and I know that health and athleticism was a passion of mine, and I ended up getting 4 certifications in varying fields. Worked at Inova Fair Oaks Hospital for 2 years in bariatric coaching, and then I shifted part-time into GW University for bariatric consulting, all while I launched Serena Fit and was coaching one-on-one clients. I got a nutrition certification, varying, like I said, coaching certs. And then I quickly realized that I didn't want to work for anybody else on my own, and I dove headfirst into the entrepreneurial field. And that is another whole spectrum in and of itself. So I have this awesome health passion along with being my own boss and being a woman in business and connecting and networking with people from all over the world. And it's wild. Like, I can't say enough about, you know, where I've gotten myself. So as an entrepreneur, in my opinion, you see a problem within a community or society base, and you provide, or, you know, basically position yourself as a solution for that problem. So I took what I knew, and I wanted to now be the solution for women struggling to find their happiness through health and fitness. I wanted to create programs that were relevant and easy to adapt into a busy lifestyle. I wanted to watch people grow and be just happy at the end of the day, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. And I think it's a precious thing that we're given, their health. So that's my story in a sense. I took my 2 passions, molded them together, and now I'm just ever changing and adapting to new trends and really listening to my clients and getting feedback from them about how I can really be the answer for them.
Quite an awesome story as well. I know we've been in touch for quite a few years, and it's incredible to see how you've grown. And not only that, but how you're inspiring so many people, not only in the health industry, but as an entrepreneur as well. Well done. In conclusion, what's one thing you could leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them to be more healthy or fit?
Mm-hmm. So my number one go-to, I'm a broken record, but start tracking your food right now. I use my FitnessPal every single day. I count all my nutrients, so my macros, that'd be carbs, proteins, fats, fibers, sugars. If you want to start getting on track, it's all about awareness when it comes to your intake. So pick something that works for you, whether it's writing things down, whether it's logging it through electronic app, anything that helps you heighten your sense of awareness in terms of the quality and the quantity of the foods that you're eating will help you take one giant step closer to improving your health.
And I could not agree more. That is certainly the truth. Where can our listeners connect with you online and also get more information about Serena Fit?
Yeah, serenafit.com is your go-to. I'm all over social media. All my social media links are on my website. So if you head over to serenafit.com, you'll see me everywhere. So I'm on Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you're interested in anything, excuse me, you can email me, serena@serenafit.com. You'll be invited into the private Facebook coaching group, which is the awesome community that I've built over the past 2 years with over 200 members now. So we are excited and looking forward to listening today.
Serena, once again, we certainly appreciate your time, continued success, and look forward to our next conversation right here on EPN.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Serena Scanzillo, the founder and head coach for Serena Fit, an online resource for women all around the globe to engage, learn, and work on their personal health. And for more information and for contact, visit serenafit.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience, and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.